Just 2 days ago, when we came home, Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Tazria, after davening Maariv, we came home and we heard the very, very frightening news that Iran had launched waves and waves of missiles and drones which were heading towards Eretz Yisrael. This is the terrible news which greeted us, Motzei Shabbos. I remember when I said Havdalah, I started off and I thought, how applicable now is this Pusik, the first Pusik of Havdalah. Hinei kel yeshi'usi evetach v'loi evchad. We have to put our betuchen in the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Rabbeinu Shloilam is going to protect us. The Rabbeinu Shloilam is going to save us. Straight after Havdalah, we sent a message around that everybody should come back to Sheol for Tehillim. And we said Tehillim with a gewaldige, gewaldige hisoiris and a gewaldige kavuna, and the Sheol was full, packed with Yidden davening. And Baruch Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom Geratavid, and the Rabbeinu Shalom saved us from the terrible, terrible plans which the Soina Yisruel, the Oivei Hashem, had in store. And although they sent over 300 missiles and drones, Baruch Hashem, not a single Yid was killed, not a single Yid was injured. These missiles had the potential to cause vast damage, could have been terrible, terrible tragedy. And Baruch Hashem, not a single Yid was harmed. So we have a chiyuv to be meshabayach and to thank Hashem and to sing to Hashem for the gewaldige yeshia which the Rabbeinu Shem saved us and saved Klal Yisroel. And actually, every single day, we say three times a day in Moedim, we thank Hashem, Mugein Yish'eini Atahi L'doi V'doi. You are our Mugein Yish'eini. You are our shield that protects and saves us. L'doi V'doi in every single generation. Noide L'cho in a Sape Tehillo Secho. We want to thank you, and not merely to thank you, Obanasapa. We want to tell over and to relate. Al Chayeni Hamasirim Biyodecho, Va'al Nishmoiseini Hapekido Islach, Va'al Nisecho Shebechol Yoim Imuni. And for the miracles which you do every single day, Va'al Nifla Oisecho V'toiv Oisecho Shebechol Eis, Erev. And for all your wondrous actions, how the Rabbeinu Shem is looking after Klal Yisroel every single minute of the day. Erev Vavoika V'Tzoharoyim. And we know, as part of our davening every single day, we say Mizma L'Soida after Borech She'oma. And this needs an explanation. We know the Korban Toidah was only bought by four categories of people, like Rashi writes in Parshas Tzav on the Pusik Im Al Toidah Yakriveni, says Rashi, Im Al Dva Hoidua Al Nes Shenasaloi. If he's bringing a Korban Toidah for a Nes, Kegoin, who does this refer to? Says Rashi, the four categories of people, Yoidei Hayom, somebody crossed the oceans, Hochei Midburiois, somebody went through a wilderness, V'chavishei Beis Hoasirim, somebody who came out of imprisonment, V'choyle Shenisrapa, somebody was ill and has become better, Shehem Tzirichim Lehoidois, they are the ones who need to thank Hashem, Shekusa Behem Yoidi Lashem Chazdoim Nifloisov Livnei Udom, V'yizbechi Zivchei Soida. So there's only four categories of people who need to bring a Korban Toidah. If so, we need to ask ourselves, Why are we all saying every single day, Mizmor L'Soida? This Mizmor L'Soida L'Choira is only for one of these four categories. But we don't need to say it every single day. And yet we are. And the question is why? Writes the Kav Hayusha in Perek Ches as follows. And his words are very, very applicable for the current situation. Baha loiseini alibeini. When we take to heart Hashkuchas Haboira Yizburach Burchi Oleini Beguli Seini. Asha Eina Uda Margish Benissim Neflus Hanasim Loi. We don't even realize often the great Nisim which Hashem is performing for us. Valze Tikni Chazaloime Bechol Yoim Mizmoi Lesoida. This is why Chazal were masakim for us to say every single day Mizmor L'Soida. Ki bechol yoim v'yoim uni tzirichim niten shavach v'hoidua al nisim v'nifluois sheyesh luni begules hama hazeh. Because in the gules there are constant daily miracles and we often don't even realize it. So what the Kav Hayush is telling us is that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't necessary every single day to say Mizmor L'Soida or to bring a Korban Toida. Only one of these four categories of people who knew that he just experienced a Gevaldig Yeshia, he needed to say Mizmor L'Soida to bring a Korban Toida. But in the time of the Gulis, now we need every single day to say Mizmor L'Soida because we are not even aware of the constant daily miracles which the Rabbi Shem is performing for us. And Azoy Shrap, the Shlua Kudish in his Siddur, the same Yesod. Tikni loim a Mizmor L'Soida she'ein yoim she'ein nas a nes le'udom ve'ein bala nes maki ben nisoi. Often, the Balanes, the one who was Zoicha to Nes, doesn't even realize the full extent of the Nisim which he just experienced. V'chein tikni moidim betfila, v'tikni al nisecha shebechol yoim imuni. Writes the Shlua Kudish, that's the meaning in moidim, when we thank Hashem, v'al nisecha shebechol yoim imuni. Every single day, we are being zoicha, we are experiencing miracles. Often we don't even realize it. We are unaware of the miracle which just took place. However, this last Motzah Shabbos, I think we are all aware, perhaps not the full extent, but we are all aware, Asigavein, a gewaldige, gewaldige Ness and a gewaldige Yeshia. Over 300 missiles were launched against Eretz Yisrael, which each one of these missiles had the capability of bringing a terrible destruction and a Chorban, and yet not a single Yid was killed, not a single Yid was injured. So we have now a Chiyuv Noide Lecho in a Saper to Hilosecha, to thank Hashem, Oyd Hashem b'cholev b'soid yeshurim v'eida, for the gewaldige Ness and the gewaldige Yeshia, how the Rabbi Shem has saved us. And this achrayis for us to be maki and to thank Hashem is evident from a gewaldige, gewaldige chiddush and a neuridike vod. Was the Zayde, the Chotkever Rebbe, Zechisa Yugen Aleini, writes in his Sefer Ginza Yisruel. We know that for many hundreds of years, the Russian Empire was governed and ruled by an evil family of the Tsarist family. And these Tsars, over generations, over centuries, had been evil and cruel murderers, terrible anti-Semites, who had tried their hardest to make life difficult for Klal Yisrael. And Jewish blood was cheap. And often Yidden suffer terrible pogroms without any justice being done against the perpetrators. And often it was the government and the Tsar who was behind all of this. And this terrible Tsarist regime and this family dynasty was brought to a violent end in 1917 when the Tsar Yimach Shemoy was murdered with his entire family on Purim Tufresh Ayin Zayin in 1917. And a chodesh later, on Pesach, the Chotkev Rebbe spoke about the murder of the Tsar, which had brought to an end this terrible rule of terror, a rule which had extended over many centuries. And the Rebbe said the following words. Chazal tell us in Medrash and Shir HaShirim on the Pusik, Zeh hayoim usu Hashem nogilo v'nismechu boi. Omer Reb Ovin, Einu niyoidim b'mal ismoich. We don't know what is the meaning of this Pusik, nogilo v'nismechu boi. We should rejoice in it. Does this refer to boi b'yoim? Does it refer to the day the Yeshia took place? We should rejoice on the day when we were zoicha to a salvation. Or does it refer to Nagilis v'chubay b'hakadosh baruch hu? We should rejoice and thank Hashem. That's the meaning of Nagilav nismechubay. Bu Shloime came, Shloime Melech, Epirish, and the other Pusik and Shal Shirim, in Perik Aleph, Nagilav nismechubach. Bach Bakudish Barchi, Bach Bishiyusach. Says the Medrash when it says, Zayim Usa Shem Nagilis Machuboy, what the Pusik means is we should rejoice, Bach Bakudish Barchi, to thank Hashem. Now writes the Rebbe as follows. By the Ness of Pirim, Homam Amulek had a terrible Mapula. And really, then should have been the time when Klal Yisrael should have been zoicha to the Ge'ilah Shalema. Why was it by the Nes Pirim, which was such a gewaldige Nes, and Amulek had such a Mapula, that it was only a partial Yeshia? They were taka saved from Homan, from Amulek, but they were still in Gulis, and they weren't zoicha to the Ge'ilah Hashalema. So writes the Rebbe, the word, this is the reason why. Hoyil v'loy hirgishi b'nes, because they didn't fully appreciate the true extent of the Nes. Rak gedoyle Yisroel, only the gedoyle Yisroel. And that is why Hashem's name is not mentioned at all in the Megillah. Because Mordechai Tzadik wanted to be Meramis, because they didn't realize to be Messiaches the Nes. Nogila v'nismechuboy. Boy refers to the Rabboi Nishloilam. Nogila v'nismechuboch. And therefore Mordechai hid Hashem's name from the Megillah to show us that this is what was lacking at the time. Yes, they celebrated the Nes. They made a Mishta and a Simcha v'susoin. But the Susan was Nogilas Chuboy, Boy Beyoim, in the day, but it was lacking the Hakura and the Nesapa Tilosecho Bahakudish Barchi. Carries on the Rebbe and he says these words. Now we also need to take to heart this message. And that Srichem Anachni Lusim Alibeni. Lahoidois Elahake Niflois Hashem Shausa Koes Vehirat Hatsam Mikisoi. We need to take to heart to thank Hashem to see how the Tsar has been deposed. Laharois Kiyikach Nukamitsereni Aldam Avudov Hashofach. And the Rebbein Shalom has avenged the spilt blood of all the Yidden who he had killed over the years. And adds on the Rebbe these words, V'yichalios, it is possible, De'im hikani hanes, If then at the time, in the time of the killing of the Tsar, if we would have realized that this was a ness, Demasha Kura Einoi Tivi Ela Etzba Eloikim, if we would have realized this, it wasn't just Stama, an uprising against the Tsar, and he was killed by various armed groups, Oz Hoysa Hage'ila HaShalema, then would have come the Ge'ila Shalema. The Rebbe was saying a gewaldi gewalt, that when the Tsar Yimach Shemoi was killed, and this terrible Tsarist dynasty was brought to an end, if Klal Yisrael would have realized to thank Hashem for that gewaldige Yeshia and that gewaldige Ness, then they could have been zoicha to the Ge'ila Shalema. But because they didn't thank Hashem properly, and they just took it sort of in their stride, yeah, he was killed in an armed struggle, they didn't realize the gewaldige Yeshia that the Rebbe performed for them. Because of that, they missed out, and that Eis Rutzon, which could have been an Eis Rutzon for the Gila, didn't happen. And I found that this Yesod, which the Rebbe writes, is actually written in the Sefer Munois HaLevi in his Perush on Megillas Esther. On the Pusik, if a chol medina medina v'chol ir v'ir mekoy mashedva melech v'dusim magia simcha v'susin la'yehidim mishte v'yoymte v'rabim amirus mesyadim kinufa pachat ha'yehidim aleihem. So quotes the Munas HaLevi from a perish achel loynoide lemi matzusi kusif, he found this written. That what's the Pusik telling us, that the Yidin made a simcha v'susun, a mishtev v'yomtev, v'ilai, perhaps, he said, the vault is, he said, what's the chiddush? Avada, somebody was saved from death, Avada is going to celebrate. What's the chiddush the Pusik is telling us? V'ilai, writes the Munas HaLevi these words, shabula hoidia genisom shal Yisroel. The Pusik's not come to praise Klal Yisrael, just the opposite. It's come to tell us the genis, it's an embarrassment. Shaloi nis'askiv b'shirois v'sishbuchois l'mi she'usu lehem es kol ha'nissim haluli. They didn't sing a shira and give a shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who he made all these nissim and saved them from Haman and from Amulek. Novus, ki im bachilois im mishtuois. They only celebrated with a mishta and a simcha, eating and drinking. The inyan zeh, and this is the inyan, luseis tam, ma dia loi hispiki luseis min hagules. Writes the Munas HaLevi, the same yesod. This is why they weren't zoicha then at the time to go out of the gulas, because the chol medina medina chalavei kol yisrael bekulth nois aski ela busy. They were only busy with a mishta and a simcha and a yomtiv, but it's not mentioned at all that they sang a shira and they gave a shvach to the rabbeinu shel olam. So this is our achrayus and our chiyuv now at the moment. What we've just been zoicha to this gewaldige, gewaldige Yeshia, how the Rebbe Shem has saved Klal Yisroel and Eretz Yisroel from the most terrible Chorban, which could have been Chas V'Shulam Rachmuna Litzlon. We have an Achrayus and we have a Chiev, Noide Lechu Nesape Tilosecho, Al Nisecho Shebechol Yoy Mimuni, Val Niflo Yisecho V'Toy V'secho, Shebechol Eis, Erev Avoyke V'Tzoroyim. The Maharal writes a gewaldige yesod al derech zeh. In Parshas Bereishis, it's written that after Rabbi Shem had finished creating the world, it didn't yet rain. Says the Pusik, v'chol siach hasude terem yeh b'uretz, nothing was yet growing, ki lohim te Hashem elokim al ha'uretz. Because Rabbi Shem had not yet brought rain. It hadn't yet rained, so nothing could grow. V'udam ayin lavid ha'aduma. And there was not yet Udam Arishan, hadn't yet been created to work on the ground. Now Rashi explains, what's the connection What's the Torah telling us? It didn't yet rain and Udom hadn't yet been created. Explains Rashi as follows. V'loma loy himte. Imatam loy himte. Why taka did it not yet rain? The Pusik is answering this. Lefi she'udam ayin lavoid es haduma. Because Udom harishon had not yet been created. V'ein maki betoy vusom shel geshomem. And because he hadn't yet been created, there was nobody there who was able to be makid toiva what rain would bring to the world. Ikeshabu Udom, but when Udom was created, and he understood the importance of rain, his palal aleihem v'yodi v'tzomchi ilunas v'adashuim. So writes Rashi very clearly, as long as there was no one there to be makid betoivusom, it couldn't yet rain. Writes the Maharal in his Sefer Ge'aria. V'ein maki b'tevusom kloima. This means to say as follows. V'usu lasois toiva le'ish she'ein maki b'toiva. It's forbidden to do a toiva, to do a favor to a person who is not going to recognize your favor, who's not going to thank you for it. And therefore, and there's no one to thank Hashem. That's why loy himte. But once Udom was created, and he's going to be makid toiva and davent Hashem, now it could rain. We see from the Maharal a gewaltig yesod. When the Rabbeinu Shloim does for us toivois and chasudim and yeshiois, if we are not makir b'toiva, if we don't thank Hashem, chas v'shulam, this causes that we won't be zoiche in the future to any more yeshias. Rabbi Hashem will only do a toiva for somebody who is makir b'toiva. And this yesod, this forms an integral part of our Leil HaSeder, of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is an integral part of the reason why we say the Haggadah. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Pesachim in Daf Kif Tezayin, Mafchil Begnis E Mesayim Beshvach V'doyresh Ma'arami Oyved Uvi Ad Shiyigmoy Kol HaPasha Kila. When we say over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we need to explain the psikim, which is written in Parshas Kisovoi, the psikim of Arami Oved Ovi Vayed Mitzrayim. And the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halucha Dalet fin Hilchas Chometz Matzah explains this gemara as follows: Yidroish Ma'arami Oved Ovi at Shiyigmoy Kolapasha V'chol Amoisif Imarich Bidrash Pasha Zi. And anybody who is marich and is moisif in this particular pasha, i.e. of Arami Oved Ovi, harezi meshibach. What the Rambam is telling us is that these words of the Haggadah, v'chol amar b'lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim harezi meshibach, is that this refers specifically to these pesikim of Arami Oved Ovi, which is written in Parshas Kisovoi. And in Avidram, he says that's why the Haggadah is called Haggadah, because in that Parsha of Arami Oved Ovi, we have the Pusik, Higati Hayoim Lashem Eloikech. And that's why the Haggadah is called Haggadah after that Pusik. But the Malbim, in his Haggadah, he asks a pushta question. Why does Chazal and the Rambam say we have to darshan specifically these psikim in Parshas Kisovoi? But we have the whole of Parshas Shemois, Vo'era, Boy, Beshalach, and other psikim, Yisroi, where Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in far greater detail, in far greater arichas, than in those few psikim in Parshas Kisovoi. So why are we not being doyrish the main psikim in the Torah about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sefer Shemois, and we're waiting till Parshas Kisuvoi to be doyrish those few psikim. So the Malbim answers that those psikim, you're right, there's much more detail, but because of that, because it's such an arichas, so Chazal took from Arami Oivadovi, where there it's written, betachlis hakitza. But we should expand on there. But there we have everything in a nutshell. A person could speak all night just on Parshas Shmois, or just on Parshas Va'era. But if he hasn't got to Parshas Boy and Beshalach, he won't have finished the Yitzia. So we speak a summary which is written in Parshas Kisovai. Also is the Malbim Masbim. However, Lefi Devareini, we could offer a different reason why we are doyrish dafka those psikim. Rashi explains on the pusik, when a yid comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's got his bekirim in his hands. These are his first fruits. He's worked hard on the earth to plant the fruits, then to water them and to look after them, and then to harvest them. And now he's put them in a basket and he's come the whole way up to Yerushalayim, carrying the first fruits, which this is just a digma of all the fruits which he's left behind, which is going to provide him his panus and his sustenance through the coming year, months and year. So he comes up to Yerushalayim and he says a declaration, Arami Oved Ovi V'yed Mitzroima, and the Rabboin Shalom has taken me out from there, and I've come now, says Rashi, Maske Chazdei Hamukoim. What we are doing is we have to be mentioning all the chasudim that the Rabboin Shalom has done. He took us out from Mitzrayim, not only took us out of Mitzrayim, but he brought us here to Eretz Yisrael. He got here Yom Hashem Lekecho. Says Rashi, Melamed She'ein Cha Kufi Toiva. We have to show that we're not Kufi Toiva. Moshe took us out Mitzrayim. We were Avodim, brought us to Eretz Yisrael. And now I've got a house, I've got a field, I've got produce. I'm thanking Hashem, I'm acknowledging all the chasudim that the Rabbi Shem has performed for us. This is the Hagusha that we need to have by the Leila Seder. We're not merely telling over a historical story. We're giving over a lecture about what happened once upon a time. Rather, we need to feel ourselves this hergish of thanking Hashem Maskir Chazdei Hamukoyim. And Azoy Zukta Avidram, as the word Haguda, Yesh Meforshim Haguda Shilushan Hoidua Veshvach LaKodesh Baruch Hu. As the word Haguda, the translation in itself means to thank and praise Hashem. Kemoishim Targum B'Yishalmi, like the Yishalmi, the Targum Yishalmi translates the words, Higadati Ayoim LaShem LaKecha Shavuchis Yoima Dain. I want to give praise to Hashem, to thank Hashem on this day. Haguda doesn't mean just as we always translate it, to say over, to relate. It means to praise Hashem. And this is what we say in the Haguda. Elefichach anachni chayuvim lehoidois lehalel leshabeach למי שאוסר להוויסייני ולוניס קלניסם ואלי, הויציוני מעבדס לחיירס, מיוגן לשמחה. Writes the Rebbe Yerbriyuka, and as I state in the Ritvo, two of the Gedoylei Harishoinim, what does it mean, לפי חוכנחני חיובים להוידויס? That this is what is meant by the Pusik when the Torah says, Va'amartem, you should say, it's a Zevach Pesach Hil Hashem. What does it mean you should say? Says the Mechilta, Lelamedcho, this comes to teach us, Shekol mi sheroye v'shomeya nisim, she'usa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, tzurich l'shabeach. When it says, Va'amartem Zevach Pesach Hil Hashem, it doesn't mean just relate it, say over what happened. Rather, what it means is, we should thank Hashem. The Tashbats, noch eine von den Rishonim, explains the same Yisod. Lefichach hamachne chayuv lahoidois, she'en rui luni sheniye kufi toive lekodesh baruch hi. We mustn't be a kufi toive to the Rebbein Shem, she'usa kol anisum eile, v'loi noide lala toive, and we shouldn't thank him. We see very clearly from the words of the Tashbats, this is the tachlis of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim. We shouldn't be a kufi toiva. This is what Rashi says there on that pusik. He gadati ayoyim Hashem lekecho, malamet she'encha kufi toiva. The chinuch in Mitzvah Chof Aleph actually explains that this is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim. Lesapa. This is the mitzvah. Kol echod lefitzachas leshoinoi elahalel leshabeach l'Hashem Yisborch al kol hanisim she'useluni. Very clear from the words of the chinuch, the part of the mitzvah of Sipa Yisrael is to be meshabeach l'Rebbein Shem and thank him for all the nitzvahs. And as we shab the Rambam in Seif HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kif Nin Zayin, as part of the mitzvah of Sipa Yisrael Mitzrayim is lehoidos loyal kol toiv shegemaluni. And actually, it's a beferish gemura. The gemura Masechtes Pesachim in Daf Kif Tezayin Medalas tells us as follows: Omele Rav Nachman Ledurei Avdei. Rav Nachman asked his servant called Duri, "What's the halacha? And after the mapik le mure lecheres, an eved who his master decided to free him, and not only he freed him, but even more, v'yuv le kasper v'dahava, he gave him even silver and gold." My boy Lememele, how should this servant react? Should he just pick himself up and walk out? What should he do? Omale said back Duri to Rav Nachman, Boye la'adiyah l'shevicha. He needs to thank him. He needs to praise him. Said Rav Nachman to Duri, you've now parted me from saying the manishtana. We see here very clearly, this is the yesod of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim. We were slaves in Mitzrayim. The Boishim freed us. Not only did he free us, he gave us Bezus Mitzrayim, Bezus Hayom. We need to thank Hashem. The Mashur explains in Bruchas Dafnin Dalad Omed Aleph, this is why we have the Dalad Koises. Why Dafke four Koises? Because as we mentioned before, the Adalad Shetzrichim Lahoides, the four categories of people who need to thank Hashem, who need to bring a carbon toida. Somebody crossed the ocean, somebody who went through the Midbar, somebody came out of prison, somebody who wasn't well. Writes the Mashur, all these four categories were in Mitzrayim. We crossed the ocean, that's Kriyas Yamsef. We went through the Midbar. We came out of prison. We've been enslaved in Mitzrayim. And we were all also Cholish and Nisrapi from all the Machlis which were in Mitzrayim. So these are the four Koises. These are Koises of Haidua, thanking the Rabboin Shloilem for all the nisim which the Rabboin Shem has performed for us. Reb Shloimeh Zalman explains, this is why Rashi in Pesachim and Daf Lamed Vov Amud Aleph explains, Lechem Oini, says the Gemura, is Lechem She'oinim Ulav Devorim Harbe. And says Rashi, She'goimrim Ulav Es HaHalel, Ve'oimrim Ulav Ha-ha-guda. We see from the Lushan from Rashi that Lechem Oinish She'oinim Ulav Drum Habe refers not only to the Haguda but to the Halal. Because this mitzvah, writes Reb Shloimeh Zalman, is Loi Leman Das Koiris Am Yisrael. It's not just to know the history of Klal Yisrael, Elohoidos Lashem Al Giloseini Va'al Pedis Nafsheini. And he quotes this from the Maral in the first parak of his Sefer, Gevirus Hashem, who the Maral says that the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim is to be mizboinen in the nefluos which the Reboishim has performed for us, and thereby lahagid shavuchoi elahoidos loy aleim. With this yesod, we understand a beautiful story which the Nesiv HaShulam quotes in his Sefer as follows. In the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was a very simple villager who he knew kimat nothing about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Baal Shem Tov, after the Leila Seder, was given a gilui min hashamayim, that the Leila Seder of this simple villager was azoy chushiv bad Rabbein Shem, azoy vi the Leila HaSeder from the Baal Shem Tov himself. And the Baal Shem Tov was very curious to meet this villager, this simple man, who his Seder was azoy chushiv to the Rabbein Shem, like the Seder of the Baal Shem Tov, which no doubt was conducted with the greatest kavunas and the greatest yichidim, in which we have no understanding whatsoever. And the Baal Shem Tov went after Yontif to meet this man. And he asked him, "Tell me, I'd like to hear how you conducted your Seder. What type of Seder did you have?" And the man was a bit embarrassed to tell the Baal Shem Tov how he conducted his Seder. And he said to the Baal Shem Tov as follows, he has very little understanding about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm not even sure if he knew how to read properly the Haggadah. He came home from Shiel, and he came home with a gewaldige simcha. And he told his family, he wanted to relate to them the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he said, "We were once upon a time enslaved by a terrible king called Paroi, and he gave us a terrible time. And it was the Rabbeinu Shalom who he saved us, and he took us out from this terrible place and saved us from this terrible king." So this villager said to his family, "We need to thank Hashem for having saved us." So he filled up a kos for everybody and said, "Let's thank Hashem." And they all drank a kos. And afterwards this villager carried on. He says, "It's not enough. The Rabbeinu Shalom really, really saved us, and it was so terrible. Let's thank Hashem again. Let's drink another kos." Filled up a second kos for everybody. And then he said, "But it's still not enough. We need to show even greater appreciation." So they drank a third kos, and then a fourth kos. And this was his Haggadah. This is how he conducted himself, the Leila Seder. And it was this Seder of this simple villager, this ignorant Yid, which was Azoy Chushiv Bada Rabbeinu Shloilem, Azoy Vida Seder from the Baal Shem Tov. This is the story which is quoted in the Sivas Shulam. However, it needs an explanation. How could it be that this simple villager, yes, he had pure intentions, to me, Mr. Kayid, but at the end of the day, it would appear that he didn't even say over the Haggadah. He didn't understand much at all. Just to merely say, "We're thanking Hashem and drink Arba Koises." How could that be, that Seder was considered a proper Seder, and not merely a proper Seder, but this was on the level of the Seder of the Baal Shem Tov? However, Lefi Devareini, we understand it very well. Because the Ikat Tachlis, which has to come out from the Seder, is that Lefichach Anachni Chayuvim Lehoidois L'Shabeach, we have to thank Hashem. This is the Ikat Yesod of the Aguda, to thank Hashem. So it's true, yes, this simple villager was missing out on much of the detail. He wasn't able to say over the whole Haggadah. Ob the Haidua is given a gewaldige Haidua. That Haidua was really, really 100%. And therefore, that Haidua, that was the Ikka of the Haggadah. And this is what stated Medrash Haggadah on the Pusik Leman Tesapa Ba'ozne Bincha Iben Bincha. Omer Rav Hina, Motzini min ha-toyre, min avim, min ha-ksivim, she-tzurech udom, liten shvach v'hoidoye l'shem al-masa ha-nes, min ha-toyre, min ayim, d'chsiv, l'man t'sapay ozne bincho, e-ben bincho. V'oyme, l'man sapay shemi, b'chol ha-uretz. We see once again, the Medrash is telling us, when the Torah says, it doesn't refer merely just to saying over the details of what happened. Rather, tzurch udam liten shvach v'hoidoye l'Hashem al ma'aseh hanes. And this is taka our avoida. We realize, b'chol doi v'doi, oimdim oleini l'chaloseini, v'kodesh borchi matzileini miyudam. Explains the Malbim, what the Baal HaGud is telling us is, it could just merely have said, v'chol doi v'doi oimdim oleini l'chaloseini, v'hi matzileini miyudam. And he, why does the Baal HaGud stress, v'kodesh borchi matzileini miyudam? What the Baal HaGud is telling us is, it's not the koichi v'oitzim yudi. Im Hashem lo yishmo e'er, shov shokad shoimei. You can have all the shomrim, with all the defense systems in the world, but im Hashem lo yishmo e'er, shov shokad shoimei. V'akodesh borchi, matzileini miyudam. It's only the Yad Hashem, the Rabbi Shem, who He is saving us. And therefore we need to give a shvach v'hoidua l'Hashem yizburach. And to daven to the Rabbi Shem that this ness, it shouldn't be like then, by the ness of Pirim, that the ness finished then, and they weren't zoicha to the Ge'ila Shalema. But we should be zoicha noch b'shuna hazeh, l'shuna hazeh b'shaloim ha-beniyah, b'binyan beis ha-migdash, b'mehirev yomeini, amen.